Thank you and good morning. The city of Eureka has won a legal battle regarding city regulations that govern public camping, a decision that was appealed following a jury trial. In 2012, Eureka police officers cited Dane Malcolm Carr 9 times for sleeping in public spaces not designated for camping. And after he was found guilty, Carr appealed all 9 convictions, but the appeals court ruled in the city's favor. The appeals court upheld the jury verdicts that found Carr guilty of sleeping in doorways and camping on other public property not designated for camping. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills noted that police officers had responded to more than 80 calls regarding Carr, calls ranging from him sleeping in doorways to loitering in front of businesses. Chief Mills said a new state law aimed at allowing public camping for those who wish to rest is bad news.
But there's one other bill, I believe it's AB 608, that is called the REST Act. And the REST Act is basically that in any public space, anybody can set up a tent or a place to sleep and let that be their domain. This would be terrible law.
Eureka City officials are also opposed to the REST bill. If there is one area that has drawn broad support in the ongoing issue of marijuana cultivation in Humboldt County, it's been the recent strategy of law enforcement to focus on the environmental damage caused by illegal growers. That damage includes pollution and garbage, the use of pesticides, and most importantly, the diversion of water from local rivers, streams, and creeks. The latest package of emergency drought legislation includes tools to allow state agencies to focus on that illegal diversion as well. State fish and game wardens now have the power to fine water rights violators and water diverters up to $8,000 per day. Penalties for environmental damage caused by illegal growers has become a standard prosecutorial strategy. State officials want more water conservation. Jordan Christmas has more.
State water resource officials released numbers today at a panel meeting regarding California's water usage in the month of February, a number that state water resources are not pleased with in the midst of this historic drought. Water usage in California only dropped by just over 2% after decreasing water usage by 8% in January and 22% in December. Governor Jerry Brown issued an executive order last Wednesday mandating that urban areas cut water usage by 25% by the end of February of 2016. Other communities in Humboldt County have taken steps to comply with the state's newly applied water restrictions, even though the county has ample water supply compared to some areas in California.
Thank you, Jordan. Caltrans and the County Department of Public Works will host an open house tonight at the Manila Community Center in Manila to discuss potential improvements to be made to roads and bicycle paths on the peninsula. Officials will solicit feedback from residents and any alternatives they have for plans that will be submitted for funding in the coming weeks. Widening bike lanes, new lighting, and new road markers are among the proposals. Residents can pitch in with their ideas from 5 until 7 this evening. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The image of a firefighter silhouetted against the skyline while climbing a ladder to reach the roof of a burning building is an iconic one, primarily because gaining access to a roof during a fire is a key tactic in extinguishing a structure fire. In Fresno last week, a fire captain who had gained access to the roof of a burning residence was severely injured when the roof collapsed and he fell into the garage amidst the heat of the fire. The captain suffered severe injuries, and Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods said that incident highlights one of the most dangerous aspects of the job.
It's situational awareness. It's, you know, taking a good look at what you have, what the fire is doing, how much fire there is, you know, where the fire is, having some idea of the construction of the building ahead of time. In our area here, we have a lot of older construction, which is a benefit with fires.
Construction and the sturdiness of that construction is a key to firefighter safety. In an our region with heavier timber construction, the danger is lessened. But Woods points out housing construction has changed dramatically.
But in newer areas, particularly in San Joaquin Valley and Fresno area, where they have a lot of lightweight construction, where the roof trusses are held together by just metal plates, they're not really nailed, they're not heavier timber members, so that those things come apart. And when you have a failure in those roof truss systems, then one fails and they all start to go in a short period of time.
Chief Wood said that familiarity with local construction and floor plans are key to firefighter safety. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.